Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The first phase of the budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly will begin today and continue till March 12th with 5 sittings. The session will commence with the Governor's address, obituary references and the moving of the motion of thanks. During the sitting of the first phase, the House will take up questions, discussions on various important public matters, laying of annual administrative reports, presentation of committee reports, and the introduction and consideration of government bills, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. The Prime Minister also noted that India reiterates the need for an earlier cessation of hostilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke with the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve as the country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint U.S.-Israeli airstrike. Iranian state media said the country has activated Article 111 of its constitution after Khamenei's death, triggering an emergency leadership arrangement in which a three-member council assumes the supreme leader's powers until a permanent successor is chosen. Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi has been appointed as the jurist member of this interim leadership council. Supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in a large U.S.-Israeli strike targeting the country's military and government sites in Tehran on Saturday. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, under the ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travelers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the ministry informed that the control room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. It further advised that passengers can reach out for support through the ministry's official social media platforms, the Air Seva portal, or by contacting the helpline numbers 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. Indian Railways have made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Northern Railway has decided to operate 64 Holi special train trips across the country from stations including Old Delhi, New Delhi and Anand Vihar Terminal. The Nagaland Pollution Control Board, NPCB, in collaboration with the Kohima District Administration and Kohima Municipal Council, organized a mass drainage cleanliness drive along the Sechera River and its upper tributaries on Saturday to promote a cleaner and healthier environment. Deputy Commissioner Kohima B. Henok Bukchem said the initiative received strong support from district authorities and stressed that teamwork and community participation are key to its success. He raised concerns over the widespread use of septic soak pits in Kohima, located in a high seismic zone, warning that they pose structural, environmental and health risks. The DC urged residents to adopt professional cesspool services. NPCB scientist Yanathung Kithan highlighted that the state has been penalized 200 crore rupees under the polluter pays principle with the case pending before the National Green Tribunal. Officials and residents from several colonies actively joined the drive. And in cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs set by the West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped the men in blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.